Hello.
Wala nang salita. Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
I'm there.
I'm there. Sige na nga, let's introduce na. Hi guys. Wala na tayong energy.
It's my fault.
Okay, so anong episode nga to?
It's episode 6, bitch. Oh my God, we're on episode 6 already.
Oo nga.
Okay.
Yes. So here we are again.
Yes, here we are again. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, my skin. Da-da-da, never let you back in. Is that Here We Go Again? Was it the title of that song?
Yeah, Here We Go Again by Demi.
Yeah, should've known better.
Huh? And we haven't introduced yet.
Yeah.
And 13 minutes has
oh
passed.
My God. No, we... Oh yeah, we haven't.
We haven't.
No, we already did. Oh no, we haven't.
Adika.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Let's start.
Alright, and... Hi guys! Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Waki.
And welcome to the 6th episode of our podcast. Of course, this is We Wonder.
What are you doing?
Iba na yung ano, introduction natin ngayon.
Let's start. Artika girl. Hi, Waki.
Hi, Michaela.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Hello, everything. Hello, 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 hello world. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 76 Hunger Games.
76 commencement exercise.
Oh my God. No, it's not graduation day, but a lot of students already graduated. So congratulations to those who graduated virtually. You know, even though you're not able to attend the commencement physically, at least you graduated. So there. And again, correct. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the 6th episode of our podcast. My name is Michaela.
And my name is Waki. And welcome to... Hello. Nagigigil ako sa'yo. Pinipigil mo yung tawa mo.
Makinupinabotol. Nagigigil ako sa'yo.
Nakalimutan ko.
And this is Waki.
Nakalimutan ko.
Welcome to. All right.
Ulit. My name is Michaela.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the 6th episode of our podcast. My name is Michaela.
And I am Waki. And welcome to We Wonder.
We Wonder. Yay!
Okay, magsasama, magsuporta sa amin kasi we're still planning to, you know, be like the Wish 107.5. they have caravan. In caravan? Hindi ko alam. Van na lang, van. They
have van. It's a bus, right? It's a Wish 107 bus. We're actually supposed to do an activity tonight. But I don't know. We were making our lives harder with the activity that we thought about. So instead of the activity that we were supposed to do tonight, we'll have a discussion or we'll go to a topic that's very relevant.
Ayan. So, well, for the 6th episode, of course, and the title is Meet Me on the Next Avenue. Gusto mo yun?
Yeah. Right. Did you just came up with it on the spot?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
It's good, huh? Oh. I like it. Meet me in the next avenue. Yeah, I like it.
Ayan, guys. So, of course, tonight or today, pag-uusapan natin ang Honeymoon Avenue.
Yes, by Ariana Grande.
Of course, we're just kidding. Well, of course, the title is...
Meet me on the next avenue.
Meet me on the next avenue. Meaning, of course, today we'll be discussing about the different social avenues or social media avenues that we have here currently in Philippines.
Or all over the world. Social media. So, actually, before we were supposed to talk about social media, Waki was like, social media is too broad. you know, so I feel like we're not able or we're not going to cover all the topics about social media. So I was like, why don't we narrow it down with the most used social media applications right now?
Correct.
So what are we supposed to talk about at this one? Normally the pros and cons, right? How much do you spend time on social media? What platforms are you using? Sort of the likes of that.
Correct. And tonight, malalaman talaga natin, guys, kung sino ang tambay sa Facebook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So,
okay, let's ask.
Google. According to Google, social media is a computer-based technology that facilitates the sharing of ideas, thoughts, and information through the building of virtual networks and communities. By design, social media is internet-based and gives users quick electronic communication of content. Yeah.
Ayun. So, on your phone, going back, ano yung mga meron ka na social media applications?
So, I have Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and Messenger. But for Snapchat, I don't really post anything with Snapchat. I only use it for the filter.
Most of the people. Most of the people do it.
Oh, yeah. So, yun. For Twitter, I guess I'm sort of active with Twitter. With Facebook recently, well, in general, I don't use Facebook talaga. Pero,
totoo yan.
I like sharing, I like sharing memes. I like sharing anime content for the likes of that. But I rarely post pictures or status, but I mostly share. And most of the time, I just use Instagram and Messenger. So that's my two most used social media apps. It's Instagram and Messenger.
Oo nga naman.
How about you?
Well, let's see what we have on my phone. First off, I have here Facebook, of course. Next is Twitter. I have Twitter. I have Zoom. If this is a social media application, then I have Zoom. I have WhatsApp since my brother is in overseas. And, dito kami nagko-communicate. Also, I have Hangouts. I use this for video chatting, my brother. Pinterest. I have Pinterest. If this is this a social media application?
I guess.
Siguro, but yeah, I have it. I actually have that because of the wallpaper. Doon ako nagda-download. And of course, ayan. Sa homepage ng phone ko, I really have here ready Messenger and Instagram, just like Michaela. I use Messenger a lot. Actually, I'm thinking of deactivating my Facebook and Messenger. It's just that work forbids kasi most of the topics or yung group chat namin sa work, it's actually based in Messenger.
Truth. Especially nowadays, right? Since we're not physically going to work.
Correct. But most of the time, I'm using Instagram.
Same.
Diba? Minsan nga hindi natin alam kung saan tayo mag-uusap eh. See, we're chatting in Messenger, we're chatting in Instagram, we're tweeting each other. All those at the same time. Seryoso. Diba?
Yes.
That's really fun. So, ayun. Well, recently, I've been active with Instagram. But, in normal days, I never posted any story. And alam ni Michaela yan. I never posted a story in a day or in a week. Sobrang hindi ko alam. I mean, ang dami ko lang talagang time ngayon.
True. But you mostly just share it with its close friends.
Well, ayun. It's really a good feature ng Instagram. I think they also have it in Messenger. They don't have it. But in Messenger, as well in Instagram, you can restrict some of the accounts who can view your story. Am I right?
Yeah.
Guys, if I'm right, comment down below. Hello. Nagigigil ako. Hello.
Kakainis kasi yung comment down below. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And click the bell button so that you will be notified every time we upload. Oh my god, it's Weasel. Okay, fine. Okay. So those are the social media platforms that we normally use. So Fahi, how much time do you think you spend on social media?
On social media, since I got Instagram, most of my time. Actually, it says on my phone that I've used Instagram. This is an average time I spend per day using the app and using this on this device. It's actually 20 minutes.
I only use Instagram to, you know, check the lives of my followed artists.
Correct. And alam mo naman, may ano talaga ako. Innate na yung pagiging mabuting ting ko sa mga bagay-bagay na ganyan.
Okay. But, well, aside from Instagram, yes? I mean, in general, in general, how much time do you think you spend on social media?
On social media, well, let me sum it up. Actually, this is on a daily basis. I think I spend more than 5 hours.
Ah, grabe.
Well, technically, I have my basis because I'm looking at my phone's battery and it says that I've spent 3 hours and 35 minutes in Messenger, 34 minutes on Facebook, 22 minutes in Instagram, 31 minutes on Twitter.
The most used app is Google Chrome.
Akala ko Tinder.
No, it's not Tinder because I don't have Tinder. It's Google Chrome, used for 3 hours and 56 minutes, and mostly because I'm watching Naruto.
I thought you're watching it in Netflix.
I already finished watching Naruto in Netflix. Naruto Shippuden is not on Netflix kasi.
Okay.
For social media, because it says here that roughly my battery usage for Facebook, it's 30 minutes. Instagram, 38.
What else do you have?
Messenger. I have 2 hours and 44 minutes. And I think this is mostly whenever we're talking. Wahi.
Ano ko ba? Ako lang yung kausap
ko. Oo. Ikaw lang naman talaga nakakausap ko eh. So, ayun. But really, I'm not really the type of person you would normally see with a phone. Wahi, kinatest to that.
Actually, most of the time na magkasama kami, actually, even after our shift, I used to go down sa may, it's like an open area sa office namin, and we would eat. So me, I got my phone on, chatting with my friends, ganun. And Mikaela, you know what she do? You know what she does?
What you do?
Alam mo ginagawa mo, you're borrowing my phone to take a picture. Actually, tapos yung sarili niyang phone hindi niya talaga nagagamit.
True.
I mean, hindi niya kaya minsan kapag halimbawa magkahiwalay kami, there are times na we're going to eat out, tapos nauuna ako, I'm actually calling her, but she's not picking up her phone. Nagigigil
talaga. Or minsan pag, because Waki's locker is on the 7th floor and mine is on the 8th floor. So every time we would have lunch together before he would leave the production floor or before he would leave the floor, he would always say, kunin mo yung cellphone mo. Dala mo yung cellphone mo. Nagigigil ako sa'yo.
Yeah, I know. I remember so many people. I remember so many times.
Oh my God. Tell them what... also, aside from this, when we're eating or we're... whenever we're on a Samgyup place. And Dada would go down, you know, to relieve his, I don't know, kabusugan. And what do you see me doing once you go up?
Girl, hindi niya hawak yung phone niya. Sometimes, I caught her, you know, eating lang. Or watching the, ano yun?
Music videos,
Nangigigil ako, sabi ko, sis, wag ka na kayo ng phone. Nangigigil ako.
Actually, so, and I, there was no one kasi to talk to. So, because normally whenever Waki and I would go eat Samgyup, it's normally just the two of us. Or sometimes with Tanya as well. But with Tanya, kasi whenever he would go down, Tanya would go down as well to relieve the stress. So they would leave. So I would be left alone. Kasi naman, wala nga naman maiyon sa table. But other than that, I don't take out my phone. I don't use my phone. So, really, when I'm outside. Minsan nga, if my family and I are going out, I would not bring my phone. Anyways. Okay. So that's for the time that we spent with our social media. Siguro kasi in general, I really don't like spending or meeting new people through internet.
I mean, ganyan ako. So you are ano, ang pangalan nito? Amphibian.
Ambivert. Ayun, sige lang ah. So, since I'm an amphibian. Amphibian. So, since amphibian si Bakula. So, ambivert, you said? So, a person whose personality has a balance of extrovert and introvert features. Oh, I see. Yeah, so I guess I'm kind of like that. I mean, I'm...
Amphibian.
Gigigil ako sa'yo. Okay. So, I guess I'm kind of like an ambivert. I don't mind using social media, but or using Messenger, Instagram as a way to communicate with new people or friends. But as much as possible, I would really like to talk to them in person, face to face. Yeah, face to face conversation. I really prefer that.
Typical Michaela, very sentimental.
Truth. So going back with our discussion, okay, are there any social media outlets that you don't like but you have to be on them because of friends or family?
Hangouts. Kasi di ba I barely talk to someone sa hangouts besides my brother.
And I see. You.
Naalala mo yung time that I asked you, Michaela, can we? Ano mo yun? Video chat sa hangout?
Uy, Google has meetings na din, ha?
What is that? Is that like Zoom?
Yeah, I think it's like Zoom. I haven't tried it. Kasi no one, I mean, sa atin, from our company, no one uses Google kasi, di ba? So, we normally use Zoom. But I feel like it has the same features with Zoom. Anyway, so it's hangouts for, what is it for me? Honestly, Facebook.
Why?
I think it's because lately, Facebook has, how should I say this? Facebook is not really the kind of Facebook that I used to know.
Sabi ko na nga, by God, yeah, is that you?
Sorry?
Wala nang gigigil ako, ituloy mo.
Sorry. Because, you know naman, what's been happening around sa atin, right? So, a lot of negativity, toxic posts, mga ganun. So, and I think, there is actually a time that I wanted to deactivate my Facebook, but I can't because of family and friends. But actually now, I actually unfollow people or, what do you call it, put them on mute. Is that it?
So, Facebook and Twitter has that features.
Yeah. So, I unfollow. But they're still my friends in Facebook. It's just that I unfollowed them so that I will not be seeing their posts.
Well, same goes for me. I actually unfollowed people on Facebook. Those people that I think that their posts are toxic.
Yeah, or just too much. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Also in Twitter, so and Instagram, I've muted several. Mm-mm.
Ah.
You in Instagram actually you can mute their post and their story.
Ah, I did it to one person.
Kilala ko.
Oo.
Kilalang kilala o kilala ko.
Kilalang kilala.
Ala, grabe ka kay Tanya.
Gaga. Tingaw, nagpa-post yun masyado. Stories lang eh.
Ay, oo nga naman. Ay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So, yeah. So, well, speaking of, you know, toxic environment, you know, negative, whatnot. So what are the pros and cons of social media? So Aki, what are the pros and cons of social media for you?
For me, thank you very much for that wonderful question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, pros. Actually, it's really convenient since napaka-useful niya in these times that we're not seeing each other. So you have there the video calls, this one, of course.
Anchor.
You have Anchor to record your podcast. You also have Messenger. You can chat anyone you want. You also have Facebook to be in touch with the persons that you want to be in touch with, diba?
But
it's really convenient kasi that you just have to have load or you just have to have data for it to be used. Sobrang gaan niya. Tapos, ano pa ba? Well, for the pros, ito ah, it's a personal opinion. Na using social media, actually, it's also an outlet. I don't know if you get it, pero kasi, di ba, most
like of the an people, outlet to promote? Yan ba?
I'm not actually in that side of it. But yes, actually, you got a point. For me, ako kasi, sabi ko sa iyo eh, personally, I'm using my Twitter sometimes to rant out. So, ayun, outlet siya.
Ah, okay. Alam mo niya. Gets. Ay, you rant.
Yeah, sometimes. But not too much to the point. Kasi I'm also thinking of what my followers would think or what would they feel about my tweet or my post.
Sabagay. Actually, before I used to rant as well, I think it was back in the days when ranting was still a thing, you know, because a lot of people were doing it back then. I mean, people still do it, but they're more, how should I say, they're more cautious about it na kasi whenever they're trying to rant, di ba? Okay. Or they would put disclaimer whenever they would start to rant saying, I'm doing this because of this, ganyan, ganyan. But before, konting kibot lang rant agad sa Facebook. So I used to be like that, and I think when I got to college, because you started building yourself, right, and you're going to graduate, so you have to clean your social media. So I cleanse my social media kasi although not everything naman, pero of course your employer would check your social media kasi. So, it's very important kasi. And how they will see you as an employee, right? So, if your employer, your future employer will see that this type of person you are on social media, chances are it will affect how they see you as a person and as an employee as well. So, HR. By the way, I am a human resources graduate, so...
Thank you so much for conducting this webinar.
Yes. So, but I for that one, pero when I said I cleanse out my social media kasi hindi ko naman talaga tinanggal lahat. Tinanggal ko lang yung sobrang childish, yung sobrang immature lang na type of rant. Kasi may mga ganun eh, yung sobrang liit na bagay.
I see. Totoo naman din. Actually, ikaw nga, I'm on your Twitter now. I'm seeing...
Really?
Oo. I'm seeing 13,700 tweets. I have 31,700.
Grabe! I have 13,000.
But guys, just a disclaimer, these are not all rants, of course. I remember way back then that I'm using BlackBerry. So, lagi ako naka-online. Ayun, dun siya actually dumami kasi I'm always updating parang off to Glorieta.
Everything, yeah!
Mm-mm. Diba? Parang ano tayo, artista kasi tayo noon eh. Kapag BlackBerry tayo. Or kapag maganda-ganda yung phone natin noon.
I actually did that. I actually had a phase on social media where I pretended that I was, ano ba? Social climbing. Ganon. So, you're... Yeah. I don't know how to explain. I don't know how to explain. Pero, yeah, there was a time in Twitter. Because not a lot of my friends are using Twitter kasi. So, but I have followers that I don't know. So, since I don't know them personally, right? I would tweet about this and that. Even though it's not really relevant or it's not really happening, I would tweet just to show the side of Michaela. So, yeah, it was. I had a moment like that when I was starting out with social media.
Ako, ano ba? Wala, it's just pure random stuff about life or yung mga whereabouts ko nandun.
Yeah.
So, that's for Twitter.
Yeah. I don't really rant in Twitter. It's sa mostly... Oo, sa'yo lang. It's mostly sharing yung mga ganun. Kasi ako, as much as possible, I don't want to rant.
I never saw you ranting on Twitter.
Kasi as much as possible, I don't want to rant din naman kasi. Kaya, minsan, yung mga tinitweet ko or sinishare ko sa Facebook or it's mostly quotes. Kasi, ako kasi honestly, although I don't have a problem, and I do it din naman, diba, to relieve. Diba? So, I really don't want to share the problems or rant sa social media. Kasi not a lot of people will care. Diba? They will not care with your problems naman. So, instead of venting out sa social media, you just vent it to the right person. Kasi definitely, if you have the person you can vent out with, then it's fine. So, ayun. So, I think that's one of the cons and pros, I guess, of social media. For pros is that you can share your thoughts about this one, and for cons, misinterpretation. Kahit ganong pagkaganda yung pagkakadeliver mo no gusto mong sabihin si status mo, there are people who will misunderstood kung ano yung context nung sinasabi mo. And so I think that's the sad part about social media. they don't fully understand you, and even if you try to explain, there are people kasi that are so self-centered and very selfish that they will only listen to their side of the story or kung ano lang yung pagkakaintindi nila. So they're not open with feedbacks. Again ba? Is it feedbacks or explanation? So that's social media for you.
Well, social media, I haven't given any cons yet. But what I'm thinking is that I've never experienced this before. But with social media, actually, sometimes ang daming scam. Diba?
I've never tried it or been scammed.
Hindi ka parang scam.
Oo, hindi pa naman ako nang scam at hindi pa naman ako na-scam.
Diba? And what do I mean by that? Ang daming scam. So, syempre kapag andyan yung scam, andyan yung kapatid niya. Ang daming fraud.
Truth. And
I believe saying fraud, it's not always monetary. Sometimes, na-fraud yung account mo kasi someone's also using your name. It's like identity theft, di ba?
Yeah.
Ang daming ganyan ngayon.
Oh my God. Sorry, I was just remembering because we are conducting the security awareness.
And then?
The annual security awareness in the office, right? Because it's mandatory to run that training every year. And it's about security awareness. So, it's about fraud, identity theft, plagiarism, phishing.
Nagbasa lang talaga ako.
So, ayun. So, thank God. So far, hindi pa naman. Siguro kasi, I think it's because we're not easily attracted to those kind of things. Din naman. Or it's not really our interest. Diba?
Ay, nako. Pero, ayun, guys. So far, sana nagkaroon kayo ng idea on how social media works, and of course my only advice is to use social media for good purposes.
I think as much as possible we try to use social media.
Actually, that's the correct term. As much as possible, use social media for good purposes.
Yeah, because diba Kasi no matter how many times you impose kasi to other people that you only use social media for this one, they will not do it because it's their, ano naman eh, it's their social media. Diba? Gaya ano sinasabi nila, pakay mo ba kung nagre-rent ako Twitter mo? Ah, ganun. So, we don't really have a way to control them, but you have the option to control what you're seeing. Ang cute ng mga tuta, naririnig ko sila.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Hindi ko alam kung gising na sila. Maaga sila eh. Sisimba kasi sila.
So, where were we?
Oh nga, nasan sa mga
advice?
Sa advices. So, yun guys, well, use it wisely. Diba? Para hindi tayo masyado nararant.
Think
tayo masyado magrant. Ano ba yung pinagsasabi ko?
Or think before you click.
Correct.
Ako honestly kasi I don't see any point of arguing with someone. Lalo na kung sobrang different ng opinion mo. Pero siguro it's also good to have a debate with someone. Mm-hmm. Diba? I don't mind debates. Debates are fine. But arguing is different eh. So,
basta, they're different in so many levels.
I mean, we're not an expert when it comes to this one. It's just a personal opinion din.
Correct.
No matter how close you are with a person, I think it really depends din kasi with their personality. Right? How they will take it. Kasi, for example, tayo nila Tanya. Obviously, we don't have the same opinions every time.
Mm.
But I think what I like about kasi one of us may not be familiar with, diba, is instead of imposing, na, oh, ito kasi yun, ganito kasi yun, we try to make understandable for each other.
Correct.
Rather than hindi mo ipaintindi, parang pinapamukha mo may alam ka lang. Parang ganon.
Actually, kaya, totoo nga.
Oh, kaya, yun din yung napansin ko. Kaya never naman tayo masyado nag-away din nila Tanya.
I remember once. Nag-away kami ni Tanya for 30 minutes. Mga ganon.
Oo, pero kasi yung mga away kasi na yun, that's personal na kasi. Personal na kasi yung naging away nyo nun.
I remember.
Kasi, oo, kasi kami nung nag-away kami ni Tanya, it's about work eh. So, after nun, okay na kami. Alam mo yun, no hard feelings. Because it's about work.
Correct. Yung sa amin, yeah, it was a personal thing.
It was personal kasi. Wala naman, alam na ako nakakaaway. So.
Nag-away naman tayo na. No.
Hindi ko nga alam. Di ba nga, sinabi, I was asking you, when you told Tanya na, parang, tan, si El at parang iniirapan ako.
Sinungitan.
Parang ganun. Oo, sinungitan kid daw kita. Tapos sabi ni Tanya, ano sabi ni Tanya?
Hindi ka sinungitan nun.
Which was true. Kasi tapos sinabi niya sa akin, Waki was like, bakit mo ko sinungitan? I was like, huh? Kailangan kita sinungitan.
hindi ko alam mo yun, hindi ko siya nag-gets agad.
Or baka naman kasi ako kasi talaga in real life, a lot of people told me that parang may resting bitch face daw ako.
Sometimes pag pagod, it's obvious.
Oo, or sometimes when I'm just not talking.
Talaga, parang I'm...
Well, going back to social media, would you believe ba, if I say na wala pa akong, I've never fought someone sa social media. Wala pa akong nakaaway sa social media ever.
Oo naman, ayan. Parang kasing, ani, it's not a part of your personality that I see, ha? Na ano, ano mo yun? Mga away basta-basta. Sometimes, you're taking into considerations kasi.
So, for me, it's always better to talk face-to-face personally. Diba? Kasi for me talaga, facial expressions and gestures are important when it comes to communication.
Because I believe that. Alam mo, with social media, ang napansin ko din, actually, marami na rin tayong another pros. Actually, you can do online selling. Diba?
Oh my God, speaking of online selling, have you heard that yung sa tax?
Yeah, oo.
Siguro, I feel bad talaga for yung mga nag-online selling.
They would like, you know, you're gonna incur tax kapag you're online selling.
Although, diba? Pero kasi on a business perspective, kasi I understand din kung bakit mag-i-impose sila ng tax. Bakit ngayon?
Exactly.
It's not the right time. You know, ang daming nangyayari ngayon.
Off, napaka-off ng timing.
Oo, diba? Ang daming nangyayari ngayon. Why now? Pero yun nga, I think it's good that people can do online selling. At least they have another way to earn money, or if that's the only source of income that they have, then I think it's really good. So I really applaud people who are very smart or who are very hardworking.
Diba? Sometimes yung patong mo dun, it's like just 5 pesos, pero happy ka.
So if your friend is starting a business or online business through social media, or starting an online business, you know, I think it's, you know, sharing the details of their business through your social media platform, it's a really good way to help them, diba? Kahit yung mga simpleng pag-share mo lang ng mga business nila or products nila, it's a really big help for them. Sobrang na-appreciate nila yun. Kasi if I was that person and I saw someone sharing my products or my business, I'd be happy as well.
Correct.
Ayun, kahit walang pumansin yung post nila. Pero kasi may makakakita nun eh.
Exactly. Parang at least you have reached, di ba, someone. I mean, mm-hmm. baka mali mo beneficial para dun sa person na yun.
True. So, ayun. So,
share nyo na rin to, guys, yung anong podcast. Charot.
Shameless.
Ay, no.
Kumanta na lang tayo.
I remember so many na lang people.
I remember so many people.
Kung may na-remember kayo, guys, comment down below.
Nakakainis ka sa comment down below. Anyway, so, that's our take with social media. It has its pros and cons. It's really helpful. What else? Aside from it's really helpful.
Actually, it's convenient for everyone.
Yeah, especially right now. Because of the pandemic, everyone is doing it virtually. Right? So social media has a huge impact or has a huge
role.
Yeah, on our lives right now because of the pandemic. Because we're doing everything over social media. Because we can't see each other. We're doing online classes, online meetings. Although online meetings were a thing before, but it's the new normal now. Eh.
Correct. It's booming now.
Yeah. And a lot of people are investing with computers and laptops. So, when I saw Heart Evangelista, did you know what Heart Evangelista did?
She actually gave away a tablet.
Yeah, for students who are not able to afford for the online classes, which is, you know, it's really heartwarming that, you know.
Was that sponsored or ano? I mean, hindi ko kasi siya masyadong napansin eh.
I'm not sure if it's sponsored, but even if it's not sponsored, Heart Evangelista has the money to buy
it naman.
I just saw it. I was not able to read the article or kung alam man yung mga ano ba about doon. So I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw that she was helping out those students who are not able to buy tablets, di ba, for school. Kasi they can't afford. And let's be honest, di ba, even I can't afford. Sobrang biglaan kasi.
Napaka-blessed talaga ng mga naka-receive niyan. I know that they really need it, 'di ba? I mean for good purposes,
'di ba? So that's the new normal now. Virtual meetings, virtual classes, virtual training. Actually I attended the certification for virtual training. I don't know English anymore. Anyways, I attended a certification for virtual training because before we can start conducting virtual trainings, we have to be certified first. Yeah, for the office. So,
ano tawag doon? VTD.
VTD. Baklang. What did you call it?
Baklang Tanya and Dada.
Baklang Tanya. It's virtual training delivery.
Hindi ko talaga nag-gets yung meaning ng BTD, pero ngayon, medyo nare-recall ko na siya.
I attended a certification for that one. And, you know, thankfully, I passed the certification. So, I'm now a certified virtual trainer. I can now conduct trainings virtually.
And, guys, ako din, I'm now a certified virtual agent. Pwede na po ako mag-email.
So, that's the new normal.
For social media, it's really, I mean, good purpose lang. And avoid natin yung pagiging toxic sometimes. You have to take into consideration din kasi what others might feel about your post.
Oh, true. That's true. That's actually my takeaway. Is that,
Iko din.
Oh, that's actually my takeaway as well. Is that you have to have empathy, diba? You have to put yourself in the shoes of others. If they see this post, what would they feel? And okay, don't just, diba? And when we say kasi empathy, you just don't think within your perspective, but you're thinking from the perspective of other people kasi. So, again, think before you click, or sorry, think before you click, because as much as we would like to use social media in a very positive way, you know, we can't control everything. And we can't please everyone. And I think...
Exactly.
So, another one is that you have to be conscious with what you're posting. Diba? Yung mga felt cute might delete later. Yung mga ganon. Yung mga ganon. Wala lang. I find it funny din sa mga nagpo-post. Felt cute might delete later.
Ayan. Yung onion felt cute might delete later. Uh-oh. Yung mga ganyan. I want to post this because why not? Mga ganon.
Oo. Diba mga ganon. So, yeah. So, I think you just have to be conscious about, and not just, you know, conscious na uy, baka kung ano masabi nila. Pero kasi, di ba, you have to think as well for yourself. Di ba? Whatever it is that you're posting is a reflection of your personality. Kasi, again, people might misinterpret or might misunderstand whatever it is that you're posting. Di ba? For example, na nakasuot ka ng shorts, ano normal na comment ng pokpok, gano'n. Pero, in general, parang in real life, you're not na. Diba?
Exactly.
So, empathy and consciousness. Felt cute. Why is it? What's that? Are you breathing?
Sorry.
Sorry. Hindi ko natuloy yung, tanong ko. Are you breathing? Yun lang yung tanong ko.
Alam mo, nakatulan na ako doon na ako nagsasalita ka. Tapos I did not realize na yung nakatapat na pa na sa akin talaga mismo yung mic. At least you know I'm alive.
So, that's for our takeaways for social media. Again, this is Michaela. Tinapos na.
Napagod na lang.
Ang tagal natin nag-usap na yun. Dalawang oras na yung nag-usap. Dalawang oras na yung nag-record.
Dalawang oras ko mag-i-edit.
So, I hope you guys learned something, you know, or realized some things with our discussion for tonight. Yeah. Hello.
Sorry, nagpipigil pa rin ako sa tawa kasi. Are you breathing? Are you breathing? Kasi natawa ko, tinanggalog ko siya. Umihinga ka pa.
Hindi ko nga natapos yung tanong ko kasi natawa nga ako.
Hindi ako makahinga. Wait lang. Hindi na ako makahinga.
Are you breathing? The question is now appropriate here. Are you breathing? Are you still breathing? I'm still breathing and breathing and breathing.
And okay guys, sorry, I got lost for a moment and found myself back in. Okay na ka.
Okay. I was just telling them earlier while you were concentrating on holding your laugh that I hope they got something out of the topic for tonight. You know, new things, realizations, right? So I think it's good that, you know, once in a while you reflect with the things that you share on social media. But then again, sino ba naman ako para sabihan kayong kayo mag-post sa mga hindi maganda. Anyway, it's still up to you, right? I just want to, you know, share my opinion that every once in a while, I think it's good that you reflect, diba? And so, it's been an hour. It's actually been 2 hours. It's 4 a.m. because we started recording at 2, right? So it's now 4 a.m. Time check. It's now 4:07 a.m. Brought to you by... yeah. And it's the weekend. So happy weekend, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Ako rin din. I know. Hindi pala ako manonood. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna sleep.
That's it. That's actually it. It's been 2 hours, but it's actually it for our discussion for our podcast for tonight. Again, hope that you enjoyed, learned something, realized new things from the discussion for today. Right, Waki?
Yes. And guys, do not forget to follow us on Twitter. Ito na naman tayo, B. Alam mo na ba yung Twitter natin?
Yeah, I do. I did. I do. It's at WeWonderPod. Am I right?
Yeah, tama.
It's at WeWonderPod. So it's W-E-W-A. WeWonderPod. So follow us on our Twitter. Follow us on Spotify as well. So every time we upload, you would see the new episodes on Spotify.
Correct. And we're available on 2 platforms. So that is Anchor and Spotify.
If you have any comments, suggestions, or feedbacks, you can definitely tweet us on our Twitter account. Don't forget to follow us again.
Correct. And thank you very much, guys, for supporting all throughout. Actually, yeah. We have our colleagues also supporting and promoting our page. It's really heartwarming, no, na you never ask for someone to promote your page.
Actually,
but they are listening. No? Shout out naman natin si Irvin.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Irvin.
Shout out to Aaliyah and April as well.
Yeah,
sometimes I would see them sharing sa stories nila.
Ay, oo, totoo. And shout out naman natin dyan si Leia. I know Leia.
She's trying to catch up.
Correct. And hello kay Ate Jelly. Ate Jelly, we miss you.
Hi, Ate Jelly. I miss you so much.
Yeah. And guys, again, thank you very much for staying with us tonight or today. Yeah. And we'll try to upload as much as possible. We'll keep up with our schedule. Or,
yes.
Medyo alam mo naman, mahirap ang schedule natin. Mahirap pa schedule kay direct.
That's true. So again, we upload every Saturday. Again, there is no specific time. We just upload every Saturday. Because I also edit the episode on the same day.
So edit tayo.
That's the reason why we don't commit to a specific time. Because I know I'm not gonna oblige. Oblige? No. Because I know I'm not gonna commit if we're supposed to follow a time for the uploading because of, you know, work. So the only available time that I have for editing is on Saturdays as well. So that's the reason we upload every Saturday, no specific time. So again, thank you so much for listening to the episode 6 of We Wonder. Again, this is Michaela.
And this is Waki.
And have a great night. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. Annyeong.